Diary, November 1873. November 5th to November 18th, 1873. Golden City, Colorado. We are at Golden City. We leave this morning. Our visit here has been very pleasant and we hope profitable. Mr. Lasley takes us down in the wagon to Denver. Mr. Walling drove up on horseback. Denver, Colorado. We are at Denver. We are preparing to leave on the train at 6 o'clock tonight. Mrs. Walling is in a very troubled state of mind. She has pursued her course of fretting and scolding her husband and children until she has weaned his affections from her. He insists that the children shall go with us to California. The mother reluctantly consented. Little May had a little frettish turn, but I was firm and yet gentle with her before her father and mother, and it passed over very well. The mother feels bad. May God show her the error of her ways before it shall be too late. Mr. Walling attended us to the cars and parted with us and his children. The children are perfectly happy with us. En route to Battle Creek. We had a portion of night's rest. The legislature sits in Cheyenne, which fills the hotels. No room for us to have bed until 2 o'clock. Then some beds were vacated. We had good rest when we did retire. My husband felt his mind turn to Battle Creek. We consulted together and decided to go to Battle Creek and send Sister Hall on with the little children. To this, she agreed cheerfully. We arranged our trunks and parted, Sister Hall going to California and we turning our course to Battle Creek. About 2 o'clock, we saw Sister Hall on board the train for California. Then we shortly took our seats in the cars for the East. We felt that we were moving in the counsel of God. We rested well on the car during the night. We were unwilling to report ourselves on the cars this morning, but circumstances connected with the cause and work of God demand our presence at the General Conference. We could not delay. If we were doing our own business, we should feel it a breach of the Fourth Commandment to travel on the Sabbath. We engaged in no common conversation. We endeavored to keep our minds in a devotional frame, and we enjoyed some of the presence of God while we deeply regretted the necessity of traveling upon the Sabbath. We rested well during the night. By having the window open in our berth, we had plenty of fresh air and enjoyed our rest very much. Had conversation in the morning with a Frenchman in regard to Christ being the Son of God. On the cars between Omaha and Chicago, we had conversation with a Jew. He had urged his conversation on different ones. He was sharp and they could not answer him. He came to me and pressed his conversation upon me. I met him with Scripture, the sure word of prophecy in regard to the coming one, and brought him down to his veritable coming and his bearing the test in the wilderness of temptation. We had accommodations at a hotel at Niles. We had a good, clean bed and slept well. Took breakfast at the hotel. At 9 o'clock, we took the cars for Battle Creek. We arrived at Battle Creek about 12 o'clock. Our friends met us at the depot. We rode up to our old home. Brother Abby was keeping open doors. Rosette and Lily were with their parents, getting their mother ready to go to California. We were joyfully received. Our long journey was ended. Sister Abby has been very sick, but she was much better and fast gaining strength for her journey. We are heartily welcomed here. The state of the cause demands our influence at this time. Battle Creek. We have slept again in our own bed in our old home. We rested well. It is cold and stormy today. We feel rather wearied with our journey. We took cold on the journey and are not as well as usual. We walked down to the office and were glad to meet our friends again. Sisters Simonton, Chamberlain, Lampson, Gaskell, and Ings called. We had pleasant conversation. It was gratifying to be among those who have proved us. In the evening, the brethren met at our house, brethren Wagoner, Smith, and Andrews, and Butler. We had very profitable talk of our present state and the importance of perfect union in our labors. Talked over past matters of differences with great profit. We had a good season of prayer. Brother Salisbury called upon us. We had a pleasant interview. Battle Creek. It is cold, cloudy, and snowing. We took breakfast with Brother Abby's family. I looked after the things in our house to see what I needed to take to California. I took a bath before dinner. A cold troubles me some. Sister Anne Kellogg called upon me. We had a pleasant visit. I called on Sister Gaskell. My husband and myself took dinner with them. We met Brother Brownsberger. Had a very pleasant interview. Brother Butler called. We had some conversation of profit. Had some talk with Brother Kellogg. Walked to the office and was cordially received by all I met. The brethren mentioned met again at our house. I talked some in regard to what I had written in reference to the temptation of Christ. All seemed deeply interested, and the effect was unquestionably good. We prayed and parted, hoping that the interview was profitable to all. Battle Creek. It is cloudy and cold, snowing. I wrote in forenoon 21 pages to Elder Canwright. Took dinner at Sister Ing's. Brother Brownsberger and Willie took dinner with us. I read to Sisters Gaskell and Ing's what I had written. Rode out with Willie to find Mr. Laddie's people to make them a call and tell them we had seen their daughter who married Eli Glover. She, with her husband, occupied our house while we were over in the park at Grand Lake. We could not find the family. They had moved in the city. We were cold and returned home. We look with earnest desire to California. We dread this tediously cold weather. Brother Andrews has come to the conference. In evening, Brethren Butler and Haskell met at our house. Read to them what I had written Brother Canwright. We had praying season and felt weary enough to retire. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. We walked to the office. Met Brother Mears. Conference opened well. Brother Madison is speaking upon the incidents connected with souls embracing the truth. Speaks of a man in Denmark on the point of embracing the truth. We met Sister Sawyer and Carmen and many of our friends who greeted us warmly. Elder Himes called at the Health Institute. He sent to have an interview with us. He has the ague. He is on his way to dedicate a meeting house. He attended our meeting in the afternoon of Friday. My husband spoke upon the reasons of our faith. His text was from Daniel. He explained the disappointment in 44. Battle Creek. Session of conference in forenoon. In afternoon, had a conference meeting. My husband talked very plainly. Brother Smith heartily responded, and confessions were made by many which brought freedom into the meeting. My husband seemed quite free. We can see there is some progress to the light. We praise God for any advance. We had Mr. Fernck to sit at our table with us. Had pleasant interview. Received letter from Lucinda. She arrived safely in San Francisco. Had a talk with Marcus Lichtenstein and Father Butler. Myron Cornell and Cornelia called upon us. Battle Creek. I have written letters to Lucinda and Edson and Sister Melaner. I then engaged in writing testimonies. I called upon Brother Gardner. Walked to the office. Heard Marcus Lichtenstein. Went home and had an interview with Marcus. Took dinner at Brother Lindsay's. Had a pleasant visit. Met with the brethren in meeting. Read testimony for Brother Ing's. He accepted it. Many testimonies were born, and there seems to be a strong desire to press to the light. Box received from Iowa. postal card from Lucinda, just on her way to Santa Rosa.